two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Dave and Dejanovic have inside sources.
Here's what we're talking about with Boyd right now. The Roman Catholic bishops in the United States are moving forward on a push, Dave, to deny communion to politicians who support abortion. It's been talked about a lot in the national media. We're going to talk about it right now, right here on the show. Now, this decision would eventually prevent, or could eventually prevent, President Joe Biden, who is a practicing Catholic, full disclosure, as am I, from receiving the sacrament. And it's called the Eucharist. And he was specifically asked about this by a reporter. Let's listen.
The Catholic bishops are moving on this resolution that would prevent you and others who've supported abortion from receiving communion. Are you concerned about the rift in the Catholic Church, and how do you feel personally about that?
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going to happen.
According to the New York Times, one senior Vatican official, he agreed with the president, saying, it's not going to get to that point. It's inconceivable that this would happen. But the decision wouldn't become official until this fall. They won't make that decision until, you know, for several months. But it does have us asking, and I think it's a fascinating question. What do you do when your personal or your political beliefs conflict with your religious beliefs?
And politicians are so outspoken about their political viewpoints. And just being a Catholic myself and knowing how personal taking communion is to me, this one really caught me off guard, Boyd. And I think, you know, we need your insight. When is it crossing the line? And when is it okay for a church to step in and say, if you believe this, then we will not allow you, for example, in the Catholic Church, to participate in communion.
Yeah, this is a so complicated issue.
Yes.
So, and even if you take it outside of President Biden and the Catholic Church, you could take this across any denomination, any religious faith. And so if we start to weaponize, so just play this scenario out real quick.
Okay.
You could weaponize that religious belief. So let's say, Debbie, you're in a close election for city mayor, and suddenly someone says, oh, wait a minute, Debbie said X, Y, and Z, and that's against these three tenets of our faith. So then they come out, and then suddenly that could be swaying an election, which then throws into question all kinds of things like, well, what about the tax-exempt status of that religious organization, which is already under attack?
Oh, yes.
So this is a really slippery slope. I think we have to be careful. So I do agree with the president that it is a personal thing, and that should stay a personal thing. The flip side of that is also really interesting. So here you have President Biden, who's been very vocal about his Catholic faith and his commitment and regularly showing up at churches around the world. And that's very much a part of it. So on one hand, President Biden has been very vocal in saying, hey, personally, I am against abortion. It's the law of the land. So that's one thing. So that's the kind of the separation you're talking about, Debbie, is I believe this, but maybe it's not government's job to do that. But then what if you have President Biden, who as part of a legislative package is suddenly expanding abortion access and the number of abortions mm-hmm. that are done or funded by the federal government. So then how do you square that circle?
And this is something that I think, Boyd, is not just a Catholic issue. As
no,
you said, this happens in every religion, including my own. There's times when you might not agree with a church position. And you usually can go one of two ways. You either say, you know, the church is wrong, I'm right, or, which for me is often the case, you know what, I'm usually wrong on this one, and maybe it's me that needs to change and humble myself and look at a topic a different way. But how do you do this? Because I think so many of us have our own personal beliefs, and we're trying to square them with religious beliefs as well.
Yeah, and I think often the difficulty there, and the other challenge I think this will represent moving forward, is if someone, you know, professes to be a certain religious belief, they're on different grounds, sometimes it allows them to just shrug their shoulders and say, well, but that's the law of the land. So I can't do anything about it. This is my belief. This is the church's belief. And here's what, you know, government's doing. And so to me, it's going to create a lot more divisive rhetoric. And my biggest fear in all of this is that when we start to weaponize who gets to judge who based on what in the political sphere or in the public square, then we're entering into some really interesting territory that I think is going to further divide religious communities. We know over the past year, many religious communities have been divided on a whole host of things, from presidential elections to vaccines and masks and on it goes. And that's a worry for me.
So where does it stop and where does it begin? Is that your point?
Yeah. And I think just recognizing that you can have a broad range of things. And then where's that line that you're talking about, Dave, in terms of, well, is this a core piece of dogma? Is this a core principle and tenet of this religion? Or is this something that's sort of debatable and encouraged? Or is this just a position of a religious organization?
Well, and I don't want to get too inside baseball with the Catholic practices, but is going to confession then, and meeting with the priest, then wash him or anybody of their so-called sins, so then they can then go and take communion after that? I mean, what is the process going to look like? And I want to make clear, this is not the Pope.
Right.
Saying this, these are the Catholic bishops across the United States. And my understanding and reading up on this weekend is that each bishop within the diocese, so for example, the Salt Lake City diocese, would be able, if this does indeed become the law of the land here in the United States for the Catholic Church, for practicing Catholics, each bishop would be allowed to make a decision within the diocese as to what they were going to do. So it sounds to me, I mean, again, this is a draft that the media has gotten a hold of and has been reporting on. My other concern, Boyd, is that this would somehow impact politics in terms of viewpoints. For example, there's something called Catholic guilt. And those of us who've been, I haven't been Catholic my whole life. I became Catholic at the age of 30. But those of us who practice Catholicism, those of us know a lot about Catholic guilt. And I'm curious what your thoughts are. Do you think this would impact somebody from, you know, coming out and speaking their mind as a politician because of their Catholic guilt? I don't want to speak out against my church and the church's beliefs, even as a politician, because I might be denied communion, which is the very reason many of us go to church. I mean, there's a lot of other reasons, but communion is the pinnacle of the Mass.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think to that point, Debbie, when suddenly we're putting people in positions where they are constantly doing the mental gymnastics of, can I say this or can I say that? Can I say it this way or can I say that? Does everything have to be poll tested and consultant certified? That's not good for our politics. That's not good for our community conversations. And it's not good for our faith communities either.
Poll tested and consultant certified.
There's so much to talk about with this. Boyd, of course, this isn't going to be a decision that's made for many months. We will continue to revisit it as we get more information. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 1 to 3 every day right here on KSL News Radio. We look forward to listening to you this afternoon starting at 1 o'clock.
Well, and you can see, Debbie, the struggles that religious institutions are having. Religions have some core beliefs, and for many religions, abortion is a core belief.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to justify or allow certain members to stray from those core beliefs and still be considered a member of a certain religion. You can see the struggle on both sides, your own personal beliefs, but there is a standard that religion has in each church. It's whether it's Catholicism, whether it's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, there are core beliefs, and if you're a member, you're largely agreeing that, yeah, I agree with these core beliefs.
Straight ahead, we're going to switch up the conversation. You know, Utah's unemployment rate is pretty low, 2.8%. But there is a huge problem, and it has to do with teen workers. In fact, it is impacting a local kids camp for the summer. It had a shutdown. A lot of lifeguard chairs are going unmanned. We've got the Department of Workforce Services jumping on the line straight ahead and talking about the shortage of teen workers and how it's impacting families all across Utah.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.